The National Investment Bank, NIB, was established and incorporated as an autonomous joint state-private institution in 1963 to promote and strengthen the rapid industrialization of the economy. NIB, following the enactment of Act 163, was empowered to, among other things, set up joint ventures. Today, the bank operates as a universal bank focusing on commercial banking activities. Vice President Baumia said although the banking landscape has changed over the years, the launch of the Banking Interoperability Initiative will further transform the sector. He said government is on course to move the economy to a cash-light society.
In the next couple of months, we should launch, finally, payment system interoperability in Ghana. We've been talking about it. Basically, with payment system interoperability, we are going to provide the country with a vehicle to make sure everybody is financially included. So you can move money seamlessly between your bank account and your mobile wallet, back and forth. If you have those pieces of the puzzle in place, where, you know, the national ID is in place, the address system is in place, interoperability is in place, digitization of the land registry is in place, then you really begin to see its impact on interest rates, because then it's a completely different economy.
The board chairman of NIB, Togbia Fede, was optimistic about 2018. This comes on the back of the bank winning an 8-year-long legal battle, which would have cost the bank about $150 million in judgment debt.
Just last week, the Supreme Court, by unanimous decision of 7-0, dismissed a review application filed by the Dominion Corporate Trustees against NIB. This decision brings finality to an 8-year-old case in which Dominion Corporate Trustees Limited was making a claim against the bank that would have amounted to over $150 million in judgment debt as of March 14, 2018, when judgment was finally delivered. We at NIB, particularly at the management and board levels, are very, very proud. It's a big, big, big accomplishment in an environment where judgment debts have become the order. And we hope that our single accomplishment would serve as an example to those who come after us, so we can defend NIB and defend what belongs to the state and to all of us.
As part of efforts to bring quality services to customers, NIB has launched a 5-year strategic plan. This will see the reversal of the bank to its original mandate of development banking.
Mercy Dako reporting.